Hi, this is Millie, and you're listening to the Escaping Narcissistic Parents podcast, where you'll find the validation and love you've been looking for. Welcome to my new listeners, and thanks to my loyal friends. Please follow me on Instagram at Escaping Narcissistic Mothers, all one word, and I will put all this in the show notes. Hi guys, I hope you're all doing well. I'm sorry that I've been taking a break. I know I've said this in the last podcast as well. You can have writer's block when it comes to podcasting. I guess it would be called podcasting block, not writer's block, right? Been having trouble coming up with ideas. You're going to hear my kitty cat there. Hi, kitty. Hi, Roxy. Yeah. She's a beautiful little kitty. Yes, she is. Okay. So, I've been having a little bit of podcaster's block. Just because I've made a lot of podcasts, even though if I were to go back and listen, especially to ones that I made 2 years ago, I'd probably go, you know what? I don't think this way anymore, or something in there is, I think differently now. So I can redo that. I just wanted to come up with something different and fresh. That's not just a repeat of my old podcast. I know a lot of you don't go back that far anyway. And there may be podcasts that you haven't heard. And if you want to DM me and send me suggestions, that would be great. Because it might spark something. You know, if I've already done one about the topic that you said, but it could spark something else. Actually, a Facebook TikTok video, so a TikTok video that was posted on Facebook that was put on my page so I could see, is what got me to recording right now. So what is today's topic? Be careful of the information that you're taking in through social media about narcissism. Okay, social media, I can't complain about it because I use it a lot. My Instagram page is my main thing, this podcast, my main thing. But social media is a platform for people to say whatever they want without repercussions. And I know that people have been in Facebook jail and whatever. But for the most part, people are spewing whatever they want on social media and spreading misinformation. Okay? And I'm not getting political. I am talking about narcissism. Okay? Forget the politics stuff because my head might just explode. Or COVID stuff, same reason, right? I'm talking about information about narcissism. And it's very difficult to kind of know what's real, what's not. I've been headfirst in this narcissism thing, how I always call it that, the narcissism thing. But I've been headfirst researching, listening, and watching actual psychologists and psychiatrists, okay? As hard as Sam Vankin, V-A-N-K-I-N, is to listen to on YouTube, because he is a self-aware schizoaffective narcissist, I'm not going to get into that, what all that means. But you really can tell when you look at him that he's a narcissist. There's nothing behind those eyes. That man is a robot. Okay? But he knows what he's talking about. And that's the important thing. He is a professor. So what he says, you can bank on. If you can understand what he's saying, because he's a typical narcissist that loves to use big words to sound really smart. And he is really smart. And sometimes I'm like, what did he just say? I'm not super, like, the most intelligent person in the world, but I'm not a dummy either. And when I have a hard time understanding what you're saying, I feel bad for his students. That's all I'm going to say. Look, you know, they need a dictionary just to listen to his lectures, which his YouTube videos, if some of them, he starts off saying this is a lecture. So it's actually lectures for his class. Okay. So Sam Vankin, you can trust. Who else? Dr. Ramani, R-A-M-A-N-I. Go search for Dr. Ramani on YouTube. Listen to her. She is easy to listen to. She's very animated. She's very smart. She knows what she's talking about. Okay. Any of the books that I've ever talked about, Healing from Hidden Abuse by Shannon Thomas, or Will I Ever Be Good Enough by Dr. Carol McBride. Okay. Watch Chris K-R-I-S Godinez, G-O-D-I-N-E-Z on YouTube. Every Sunday, she goes live for an hour and talks about one of the subjects of narcissism. She has hundreds of videos. You want to learn about narcissism, go there. It's like a library of narcissistic topics. Do not listen to TikToks. Okay. I have done TikToks, a couple of TikToks myself. And I stopped because I started to see TikToks. Now, I've seen TikToks that are 100% correct. But I just saw the one I just saw on Facebook. 100% wrong. And the thing is, I looked at the comments and so many people are, you know, put the applauding hands and that's the truth and that's it. And no, it's not it. It's wrong. And I'll explain what the TikTok was about. It's a TikTok that talks about the phrases that, I don't know if it was kill a narcissist, hurt a narcissist, or a narcissist doesn't want to hear. And then she doesn't talk. It's one of those where it's just all written out. So you read it. And one of them is, I don't have time for you. That's okay for a situation where you work with someone and you don't have a choice to say, I don't have time right now. That's fine. Okay. But that's the only real situation that's true. I'm disappointed with you. That is incorrect on so many levels. So many levels, okay? Let's go back and talk about what narcissists want, okay? What narcissists are. Narcissists are people who hate themselves, okay? And that's the bottom line. These are people who internally hate themselves. The same messages that you hear in your head about being a bad kid, you know, you were such a bad daughter, something I heard constantly and heard up until my 40s, up until I went no contact. What a terrible daughter I had been, and especially when I was in high school, when I was the only kid in high school that wasn't having sex, wasn't drinking or smoking or doing drugs or doing anything wrong. I was accused of buying marijuana with $3 she had given me that I spent on an eyeliner. I had the eyeliner to prove it, and pot doesn't cost $3. I mean, I don't even know. I know this was like the late 80s, but did pot cost $3 back then? I don't think it ever cost $3. I mean, you couldn't get a cigarette at a $3 worth of pot, I'm assuming. Anyway. So what's a narcissist? A narcissist is a person who was abused, most likely, not in every situation. I've talked about that in other podcasts. There's two ways that you can become a narcissist. Please go listen to that podcast. So I don't have to repeat everything. But just simply, you're either, you become a narcissist because you yourself are, not you, but the narcissist, was abused also as a child, or because you were told that you were the greatest thing since sliced bread, nothing you could do is wrong, you know, your parents worshipped you in a negative kind of way. Too much worship, too much, you know, and then along with that goes neglect. And those people also can become a narcissist if they believe that they can do no wrong and their parents support them regardless of what they've done, which could be very wrong, right? You know, hurting other people, they can become narcissists too. Okay, so there are two ways, as far as they know right now, that people become narcissists, and that's it. Okay, so most narcissists, deep down inside, what they hate, they don't like themselves, right? They have the running commentary about, you know, you're no good, you don't belong in this world, you're a bad kid. All the things that we hear, they hear too. The difference is how we reacted to it, okay? We became people who learned survival tactics that didn't hurt other people. Our survival tactics tend to be people-pleasing, having anxiety, and that's not a survival tactic. That's a result of the abuse. Trying to fawn, right? We kind of, it's not just people-pleasing, but we try to calm people down all the time. We mediate. We try to have peace. Sometimes we crave chaos. I mean, there's so many things that go along to with us, the survivors of narcissistic abuse, right? Well, the ones who became narcissists because their voices were so loud that they were horrible, that they needed to do something to quiet those voices down. Okay, and that's where their chaotic drama comes from. They have to be involved in some sort of drama so that they're not thinking about those voices. They cannot just be quiet, still, and calm and just sit and meditate because they're hearing those voices. And I'm not talking about literally. I'm saying they just, if they're quiet, those bad feelings come to the surface. Now, I want to put this in here, insert this in here. I am not excusing narcissism, okay? Because we are not narcissists, right? Just the fact that you're listening to this means you're not a narcissist. If it ever crossed your mind, you're not. Because you're looking for answers. That's a person who is self-aware. A narcissist that listens to my podcast most likely has found out that it's me and it's someone in my family. That's it. It's not going to be anyone else, okay? Unless your narcissist finds out you're listening and they decide to listen. That may be the reason too. Hi, welcome, narcissist. You're not going to like what I have to say, so bye-bye. Okay. But you're not narcissist, okay? You're trying to fix things. You're trying to figure things out, right, by listening to me. So narcissists need emotional responses from other people. And they can get it one of two ways. They can do things, usually the covert, communal, what they call the, I forgot the term, but it's like the sensitive narcissist, but they're not sensitive, is they are the ones that tend to want that praise for being great people and involved in church, and their cooking is so fantastic, and they decorate the house, it's so beautiful, and everything they do is perfect. These are the ones that look for that kind of praise, right? While the more overt narcissist is probably looking for negative attention. Attention is attention, regardless of positive or negative. I was a teacher, okay? For 6 years, I was a teacher. And if any of you are teachers, you know that a lot of times when you have a behavioral issue in your classroom, a kid that just cannot behave, cannot be quiet, you know, cannot listen. You know that kid, the kid that's never sick and is never absent. They want attention. They're looking for attention. It's probably because they're not getting it at home. And whether it's positive or negative attention, doesn't matter. It's attention, right? And this is the same thing. These narcissists, and literally these narcissists are as old as when their abuse started. And a lot of us are like that too. A lot of us are immature in some ways, right? We still think like a teenager, right? Because our maturity stopped. We stopped maturing when we started realizing or having this severe abuse. And we're still 13. Most of us get past that with the healing process, right? We start to mature, see things, see the world as it is. There are things that I'm still working on. I'm always working on myself, right? I'm still working on certain things. Like, I have a hard time when things don't go the way I wish they did. And that's a very immature way of reacting to anything. We have to practice radical acceptance. And I don't like the word radical. I would rather say we have to practice acceptance. When something doesn't go your way, you have to change something, change direction. Not get angry and frustrated and have a fight and create drama over it, which is what I still do. So I'm working on that. I'm working on being more cognizant of when that happens. Like, something doesn't go my way the way I wished it went. So I start arguing and fighting, and instead of saying, okay, whew, let me take some time, accept what has happened, let me process what happened, and go from there. How can I change it, or how can we change this so that we go in a different direction if that direction didn't work, right? Okay, so narcissists want any attention. They need attention. The only thing that hurts a narcissist, and again, I'm saying this, I hate saying these words because I think they hear it and they think revenge. This is not for revenge, okay? Is silence. No contact, okay? You cannot get even with a narcissist with words. Words is their thing, especially if they are emotionally charged in any way, okay? Some of them get a sick satisfaction out of the things you say to them. Like, I'm so disappointed in you. You tell that to a narcissist. Go right ahead. And you'll see it in their face. I bet you, you will get not an argument from them, but silence, because they are satiated. They are satisfied with your little outburst. Okay? Because that's what they're looking for. So that TikTok really upset me, because I hate seeing incorrect information. So the only way that I can correct that is to tell you who to listen to. And I gave you a list. I'll try to remember to put it all in my show notes, okay? Who to watch on YouTube? There's a couple of others, too, who are therapists that I really do like. There's a guy who's very nice. He's very sweet. I can't think of his name. I wish I could. He's very good, too. But you cannot rely on just anybody. I am anybody. I get that. But I got my information from really good sources. I didn't go out looking for TikToks or just anybody's YouTube. Okay? I went and I searched for the correct information from the diagnostic book, from psychiatrists, psychologists, from people who know. Dr. Romani has a PhD. She is a super intelligent woman who knows narcissism really well. I don't even know if she's a victim or a survivor, I should say, of narcissism. But I'll tell you what, she knows what she's talking about. So when you see, if you are on your Facebook account and you see a TikTok and it's talking about narcissism, because these algorithms know exactly what you, even what you're thinking. It's really crazy. I know some of you have experienced that you thought something, you didn't even freaking say it, and somehow Facebook knew it, and you see a TikTok or something related to it, and you're like, how? I didn't even say it. How are they in my head? It's an algorithm, and they can kind of, I don't know how they do it, but they're mimicking incredible, they're mimicking our minds. And it's scary. But let's say, I mean, just the fact that you follow me probably on Instagram, or that you're listening to this, you're going to get the narcissist stuff pop up. Please don't just take everyone's opinion at face value. Please. I beg of you. I don't want any of you to confront your narcissist, especially if it's a romantic partner, and say, I'm disappointed in you, okay? Because what if they retaliate? What the last thing you want to do if you're in a romantic relationship with a narcissist is have them get mad at you and retaliate and hurt you, physically hurt you. That's what I want to save you people from going through. I want to save you from getting yourself into a worse situation. The only thing that works is silence. Let's say it again. I was a teacher, and I know you have to say something 7 times before it sinks in. The only thing that works is silence. Okay? And you have to think about what silence means. Silence isn't just not speaking. Silence is not sending any type of message. One of the most common things that I see people make as a mistake is they get a card in the mail from the narcissist and they put return to sender and send it back. That is not silence. I know it seems like silence. It feels like silence, but it's not silence. You're sending them a message that you don't want to read their card. And that also gives them satisfaction because you're thinking about them. If you get the card or the letter or the package, whatever, and you just do whatever you want, open it, don't open it. My suggestion is don't read anything because you're not going to get anything out of it except getting angry, and then In a moment of not thinking, you're going to contact them, you're going to ruin things. Don't do that. Open it to see, like if it's a birthday card for your kid, open it to see if there's a check in there. My suggestion, again, don't cash a check. Anything you do is a message. So get rid of it. Get rid of the card. If there's a check, rip it up. That's why I said that, because you don't want someone else cashing it. Rip up the check, get rid of it. you get a package, right? A gift for something. Same thing. Take it out to the dump. Right? Don't put it in your own garbage can because it's too tempting. Take it out. Go drive somewhere else and put it in a public garbage can or dump. That's what you want to do. Because that way, they'd never know if you got it, if you didn't get it, if you opened it, if you didn't open. They don't know. That is silence. You want to keep them from knowing anything. So telling a narcissist anything, including I'm disappointed in you, or even goodbye. She put goodbye as one of the things. No, sweetheart, goodbye is not something you tell a narcissist. Not necessary. When you go no contact, you just stop talking to them. That's it. You don't tell them goodbye. I made that mistake. I never said goodbye per se, but I did say to my mother, I can't talk to you anymore because I just can't deal with this, right? And actually, that's not when I went no contact, but I knew that, you know, something inside me was telling me that that's the direction I was heading in, going no contact with her. Silence works. It's working on me right now, okay? It works on everybody, regardless if they're a narcissist or not. My father is not speaking to me. He's not communicating with me. Being who I am, I tried and I tried and I tried and I stopped trying. I'm not going to spend any more of my energy trying to figure him out. I don't know why the heck he doesn't want to talk to me. I can't imagine. But that's fine. He doesn't want to talk to me. That's fine with me. Now, if he changes his mind, am I going to be open to it? I don't know. That's something that he's risking right now. He's got no one, okay? His family's all in Cuba. The only person near him is my mother's nephew, my cousin, the one that I told off. And this is my assumption. I have no idea. I don't go anywhere near where he lives. I haven't seen them. This is an assumption I'm making that he's still around. But if he disappears, my dad has no one. No one. I reached out to him. Okay? And he changed his phone number and didn't give it to anybody. Not my problem. I'm done too, you know? If he ever were to contact me, I don't know if I'd be open to it. So he's really playing a game that he shouldn't be playing, being that he's going to be 80 years old next month. He should probably not be playing those games, because if he actually needs me, I may not be there anymore. You know, like I said, I don't know. But let's not talk about my dad anymore. I'm just saying silence works. You are silent, and people listen to the silence. The Depeche Mode song, for those of you that are not American, and even if you are, if you know Depeche Mode, you know that Andy Fletcher passed away, and it's been a big deal in the Depeche Mode community, including myself. I'm a huge fan. I have been since I was, as it turns out, I was 8 years old, but really knew who they were when I was about 14. And I love them. I feel like they've been with me through everything in my life. I'm sorry, I know that this is silly, it's a band, but if you talk to a real Depeche Mode fan, we all have this thing where there are songs that just speak to us in a way that nothing else can. And they were with me. I'm here in part because they exist, because of their music. And Andy Fletcher died, and you know, I hate to be selfish, but the question the first thing that a lot of people said, and I'm sorry. I am sorry that he's gone. But is the band over? No more concerts? You know, no more albums? It's over? That's the sad thing. I still hope to see them again. So, to my Depeche Mode fans out there, let's pray that they don't give up. And they keep on touring and they keep on doing their thing because they're special to so many people. All right. So, again, please, please don't just listen and take in everything you see on social media. I'm not going to post something that I don't know for sure is true. Okay? And I would tell you, if you don't want to trust me, by all means, go look for the Sam Vankins and the Dr. Romanys and the Chris Godinezes and Shannon Thomas. And you go look for these people. These are people who are licensed therapists or higher. Okay? And they know what they're talking about. None of them are going to say, yeah, it's a great idea to talk or say any words to a narcissist. So I did look at that TikTok video. I looked at the comments because I needed to see what people were saying. I'm glad to report that even though most of the comments were praising this video, which is wrong, there were at least one, I didn't really go past that one, at least one person then said, this is not true. The only way to deal with the narcissist is silence. So let's enjoy the silence. That's why I got into the Depeche Mode thing. The enjoy the silence. Right? That's what we should be telling our narcissists. Enjoy the silence without actually saying it to them. But that's what you're telling them. Enjoy the silence because you're not going to hear from me. You're not going to get any narcissistic supply. You're not going to get any emotional response. You're not going to get any response. That's the only thing they understand. Okay? My situation. Now, I'm talking to you about run-of-the-mill narcissists, like most people. My mother's situation was way more severe. And watching Sam Vankin, the only reason... I don't have anything against the man except he kind of talks in a robotic manner. Because sometimes he's reading papers he's written. Okay, he's a brilliant man, but I'm the kind of person that you see how animated I am. I need someone animated in order to keep my attention, or I'm gonna be like I can't. you're boring me to tears. No, I can't. So, the reason that I was watching his videos is because my mother went nuts. I don't know how else to put it, but pretty early after, a few months after, I went no contact, full no contact, and she knew it. You know, at this point, she knew I wasn't talking to her. She started... The first thing that happened, I didn't really take it in as what it was because it seemed so strange that it just didn't make sense. And I've talked about this in other podcasts. My daughter was taken to my parents' house by her dad, which he's done in the past. It forces her to go. And she comes back home to me and says to me, you know, Grandma took me aside and asked me if you and me had been standing, you know, driven to the house and we're standing in front of her house looking in. And I'm like, that makes no freaking sense. Like, I'm like, okay, that's some sort of manipulation. I don't know what the heck this is all about. As it turns out, she was actually hallucinating that me and my daughter were there looking into the house, because that was a self-fulfilling narcissistic delusion or hallucination. She wanted me and my daughter to be there and looking in at, trying to see what was going on in her house. The fact that I was in reality not doing anything to try to find out what was going on in her life, not having anything to do with it, was driving her literally insane. It turns out from Dr. Vankin's videos that my mother was probably schizoid, affective disorder, and narcissistic personality disorder. A lot of the symptoms of a schizoid affective person fit perfectly with my mother. It's just stuff that I never really took to heart. Many years ago, I'm talking 20 years ago, my mom, when she stopped working, she stopped going out anywhere. Now, I'm doing that, but I'm doing that because I'm afraid of COVID. I have an autoimmune disorder, and it is now known that people with this particular autoimmune disorder, Graves' disease, have issues with their autoimmune disorder after they get COVID. So I have to be extremely careful, okay? So I'm staying in, but I don't want to be alone. That's the difference. I want social interaction. I miss it. I miss the fact that I really don't have a lot of friends because of the situation we're in as children of narcissistic parents. We've lost our friends. We've lost family. But I crave it. So I know that I'm not. Because, you know, I look at these things and I wonder, did my mother pass this down to me? But no. So a schizoid affective disordered person has no interest in having any communication with people outside of the family, so that they don't have real relationships with people, friendships, okay? So they tend to be lonely and do things that require them to be alone to do them, like watching TV or playing video games, whatever. My mother hasn't gone out in years. Me and my husband used to invite my parents to go out to dinner, my own 40th birthday party. She didn't go, they didn't go, okay? So many examples, to the point that I got in touch with a cousin that I wasn't allowed to talk to since I was 8. I finally found her. Turns out I probably shouldn't have, but that's fine. And she told me that she had heard that my mother had, that she was afraid to go outside. And I don't think she was afraid. I think she was schizoid. I think that is, and schizoid sounds like it's wrong, but it is called schizoid. It's not schizophrenia. But yes, there's part of the paranoia. And with schizoid affective disorder, people can have delusions and hallucinations. And ultimately, a lot of them end up killing themselves. That was one of my crazy thoughts when my mother died, was the story my dad said didn't make a lot of sense. Did my mother commit suicide? Or was it something that, you know, even he knew she was going to do? Okay, now I'm going to add here, this is my thinking. This is not anything, not factual. You can't use this against me or against my dad or against anyone, because this is just a thought, okay? So I truly believe that my mother was probably misdiagnosed when she had been in the mental institution for 2 weeks, but that she ultimately did have schizoid affective disorder and narcissistic personality disorder. And the fact that the only person that she was really, the two people she was getting the all of her supply from, mostly me, and then my dad was in second place, I cut her off. That triggered the hallucinations and delusions. But my situation is very unique. You don't see that a lot. This is not, if you stop talking to your mother or your father it doesn't mean that they're going to start hallucinating. My situation is unique. There is mental health issues in my mother's side of the family, which scares me half to death. Because I don't want to lose my mind, right? It's the one thing I still have. Physically, I have issues, but my mind is still here. And I don't want to lose it. So, again, I'm going to end by saying the only thing that works against a narcissist is silence. And just sing in your mind, enjoy the silence. And that's it. No words. There are no words, phrases, or actions. And you could tell a narcissist that's going to upset them. Okay? The only thing that upsets them is when they find out that you know the truth. But that doesn't mean it's going to stop them from being a narcissist. That means they're just going to do the smear campaign, ruin your life. Don't know. Silence. Silence is the only thing that works. Okay? Now, I realize that a lot of you are in situations where silence is impossible. That's a whole other story. You can Google the Grey Rock method, which to me is always, I've always said it this way. If you do the Grey Rock method, please make sure that that's just a stepping stone to full no contact. Okay? Because Grey Rock doesn't work forever. And it can actually make things worse. So you have to be careful with the Grey Rock method. All right, guys. I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you now look at things on Facebook, on Instagram, on any social media. And you look at it and you go, well, it could be true, but I don't know if it is. So don't follow advice that you see on a random TikTok. Because it could be totally wrong, okay? And I get very mad. This isn't the first time that I've gotten furious when I see something that is so incorrect about how to deal with a narcissist, right? But there are a lot of people that know that that's not right. And I'm glad that I did see that one comment that said, no, that's not true. The only thing that works on a narcissist is silence. I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God it's not, you know, that someone is seeing that and recognizing that that's not the way to handle a narcissist. All right, guys, I'm going to end here. I love you all very much. I hope that, you know, my experience can help you and that you trust that I know what I'm talking about. My information has come from the best of the best in this area. I guarantee it, okay? These are the most famous people that are involved with narcissism, that know about narcissism, that I got my information from. I'm not getting my information from TikTok. No, I'm not. So I hope that you guys are learning and learning from the right places. And I always encourage, please go out and watch this YouTube or read this book. But it has to be real, okay? It has to be recommended by someone else, by me. Don't just go out willy-nilly because anyone can write a book. I'm in the process of writing. This is my third attempt at writing a third book about a third thing. So let's see if this one goes. It's hard to write because this one has... It is going to have some narcissistic things in it. But it's not focused on narcissism. It's focused on you can find real love. It's a love story. It's my love story. So I don't know. I hope I continue and it goes well. All right, guys. I love you very much. And until next time.